Hi, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of the Utah Royals FC show. I'm Cindy Lara, and today I'm super excited to share with you all an interview that I had a chance to do right around the preseason, actually right when it started. I had a chance to talk to Kendall Johnson. She's a non-roster invitee that had a chance to participate with the Royals, try out with them. And she didn't actually make the final roster when it was released on March 19th. But she was invited to stick around as a practice player, just hoping that something would, you know, there would be a roster spot eventually. The NWSL season is so long and so crazy that anything can happen. So Kendall has a really, really cool story. And I actually have known of Kendall since her time with the Portland Thorns FC, where she spent the past few seasons. And she was actually released in last October, and she was kind of deciding what to do, and she was set on playing overseas, and she'll tell you more about that story here with our interview. But just a little bit about Kendall. She is actually from Portland, Oregon, and I know of Kendall from following her Arrow Living podcast, where she gets to interview all these cool, like, athletes and female athletes, and that's arrowliving.com. So if you want to check it out, she actually has a podcast as well, and she has this Friday Feels email. Anyway, if you get a chance, go to arrowliving.com, and you can learn more about Kendall. But, yeah, I reached out to her, and she was super kind to chat with me. And we talked about just everything, her story about her soccer story, her being able to play for the Portland Thorns, and then how she suffered a concussion while playing in Australia, and how that really just kind of changed the course of her career for a little bit, kind of a setback for what happened for the next few seasons. It was actually a pretty severe concussion that she suffered. So we'll get to hear more about that. She gets to tell us more about her Arrow Living podcast and just what she does and how she reached her decision to come to Utah and what she has loved about being a part of the Utah Royals FC club. Anyway, she's super cool, super down to earth, and yeah, so here we go.
Obviously, as you know, Utah is pretty new to the NWSL, so many of our readers are still getting familiar with the league and the players, and what's cool about that is that they are intrigued and they want to know. So just to give our readers a bit of your background, tell us about how you got involved in soccer.
You want me to start from the beginning?
Yeah.
So I think when I was around about 6, I went to my first soccer practice and pulled up, and I came home crying because I thought the shin guards were really uncomfortable. And then my mom was like, just try it one more time. So I went, and then I ended up falling in love with it, and I've been playing ever since. I grew up in Portland, Oregon, played club soccer there, and then I went to the University of Portland. Mm-hmm. It was like one of my dream schools, and I'm actually not a homebody at all, but in one of the cons, I made a list of pros and cons. I was deciding between Santa Clara and UP, and one of the cons was that I would be at home because I just love seeing new places, but there's mm-hmm. something about the culture there that really drew me in. So I went there, and then I played 2 seasons with Sky Blue FC, and then I played overseas in Australia for 2 seasons, and then got traded to Portland and was playing there for the past 3 years.
Cool. And you also played, you said you played in Australia, right?
In Australia, yeah.
Very cool. So, yeah, soccer's been a huge part of your life for sure. I read a little bit about a concussion you suffered playing with Sydney. That was kind of a bit of a setback for you for the last 2 years. Can you share a little bit about that injury and how you're doing right now?
Yeah, so I got my concussion when I was playing overseas in Australia my 2nd season. It was first game, I took a tackle and my head kind of whiplopped from the ground, and I just kind of fell out of it. But then I kept playing, and then a couple games later, I just felt really off, and then from there, basically it was a very long, long, slow process of coming back, and there was times during, I didn't get the best treatment when I was in Australia, but when I came back to Portland, I was really excited to get quality treatment, and even there, I still was just making the slowest progress, and there was a day when I, like, truly thought I was going to just stop playing because I just wasn't getting better, and I've always been someone who's really driven and motivated and going to make my dreams happen no matter what, but I just kind of had this realization that me as Kendall was way more important than Kendall as a soccer player.
Right.
And so it was honestly that day that I made the decision to just focus on my health that things started turning around, and I saw a doctor that afternoon who, like, told me he'd get me significantly better within a week, and I did, and then I went and had to go. I still wasn't fully back, so I had really bad insomnia. I would just be up late, like, researching concussion stuff, and there's not really a lot out there, but I came across this girl's blog who played hockey, and she had post-concussion symptoms for, like, over 2.5 years, and she was documenting her progress, and she saw, like, 15 different doctors, similar, so slow progress, but just saw this doctor who was in Ontario, Canada, and he was just really focused on, like, your neck muscles being tight, and I just knew it was what I was needed, so I reached out to her, talked to her on the phone, and then she gave me the doctor's number, and he was able to get me in. He actually at first, like, couldn't get me in for 2 months, but then I was able to convince him to let me come sooner, and then I flew across the country for 2 weeks with another teammate of mine who was going through concussion stuff, and that was, like, the thing that really turned me around, and kind of since then I started making a lot of progress, and I just feel like I continue to get stronger and better.
Good. So you're better now, you're good.
Yeah, I definitely, learned the most about myself and my body, and now I know exactly how to manage anything if something were to come up, and I have my little routine I do, and I'm just very grateful to be able to be moving and playing the game that I love.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I'm glad you're doing much better. That's scary. And then last season, you were released by the Thorns. You just won an NWSL championship, with the club. What goes through your mind when you receive news like that? Kind of going from that high to just, you kind of have to find another team?
Well, I feel like last season, even though I played the least, the season before that, I was, like, medically out coming back from my concussion, but this last season I was cleared, and even though I played, like, the smallest amount of minutes I've ever played in my career, I feel like I have this deeper appreciation because of what I went through, and just the fact that I was able to be on the team I was super grateful for, and that didn't mean that I wasn't going to work any less hard or try to be my best, but I just had this, like, deep appreciation every time I showed up to training or to play. I just really felt a level of gratitude that I haven't felt in my entire career. And when I got released, like, winning was awesome, but I kind of realized that in sports that, like, we won, it was so amazing, we had a wonderful celebration, but it lasted, like, 2 days, and then life went on, and I feel like that's kind of how it is in sports. You have highs and lows, and it's career off of solely those, like, top points, and to me, that's not worth it. Like, I want to make sure that I'm enjoying the entire process, and so when I got released, I was sad, and I love Portland. Like, I'm from there. My family came to all my games. The fans are unreal. But I kind of just had this, like, similar to when I was going through my concussion stuff and, like, was thinking about stopping, I kind of just felt at peace with it, knowing that I was going to have to be released from the team eventually. I'm going to have to stop playing soccer eventually. Like, mm-hmm. everything is so temporary, and this doesn't mean that I can't go and play on another team. And I just believe that mm-hmm. everything happens for a reason. So I kind of just, it happened, and I'm like, all right, super grateful. Mm-hmm. I definitely felt sad and allowed myself to feel those feelings, but then I'm like, okay, what's next?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Huge change. And it's really cool. Portland is pretty awesome. I was there last year for when you played Orlando. The atmosphere was insane. It was pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. So I love your Arrow Living podcast and Friday Feels emails. They're really cool. For our readers who are not familiar with Arrow Living, what can you say about it? What is Arrow Living?
Arrow Living is a resource for female athletes. It's a blog and a podcast where I interview professional athletes and tell stories just to empower female athletes to, like, live and play in the most chilling way possible. And I just kind of have found growing up that there's not a lot of resources that come directly from professional female athletes, but mm-hmm. also that there's I've always, growing up, was just so driven and determined to be my best, and I would look up to these athletes and think that there was one way to do something, and now that I'm at the professional level, I realize that there's not one right recipe, and everyone has their own unique one, so mm-hmm. when I interview these athletes, it's kind of just to hopefully shine light on the fact that everyone's so unique, and just finding what really lights you up, and when you're living in alignment with, like, really what fires you up, then that's when I think you'll be your best on the field and just in life in general.
Yeah, for sure. That's pretty cool. Okay, so now we're going to shift a little bit to the off season. I remember reading that you went to Peru, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, what was that for? I can't, should have done more research, but was it to empower? Go ahead.
I got asked by my former college teammate, Ellie Reed. She asked if I wanted to come along to work with this nonprofit called Crooked Trails to build a soccer field in this little remote village for the community, Vicos. Mm-hmm. And Laura Barnes was going to go, but then she ended up going overseas to play in Australia. So when I got the text, I was like, hell yeah, I'm in. I love traveling. I love giving back. So I went there, and it was amazing. Like, mm-hmm. I feel that it kind of restored my, because of my injury and just not really playing, I feel like this happens to a lot of people in their career. They just kind of fall out of love with soccer for a little bit. Mm. That was the case for me. But then when I went there, I extended my travels a bit, and I made a point to play soccer with just little kids in the streets. Mm-hmm. And every place I went, I did that. And it was the most amazing thing ever, mm-hmm. just going out and, like, not caring about winning or competing and just truly enjoying it and seeing the smile on these kids' faces. It honestly, like, gave me fuel to want to compete at the highest level and to just, like, do it for reasons that feel true to me, which is just having mm-hmm. fun and, mm-hmm. like, being fulfilled in the process.
Cool. Super cool. And then, so that was a little bit of your off season, and then you are here now in Utah, invited to try out for your new team. What was that journey like coming from Portland to Utah?
After the season, when I got released, I kind of was trying to decide what I wanted to do, if I wanted to go overseas or play in the league again. And honestly, I was leaning towards going overseas just because I felt like it would be really good to get a start, and I love traveling and just to kind of be on my own with no expectation. Mm-hmm. And then this opportunity arrived, this is while I was in Peru, actually. I got, like, asked if I wanted to come in, and I just kind of, like, had shut this idea off in my mind, mm-hmm. and was planning on going overseas, but then I honestly believe because I was in Peru and just, like, I'm just a really big believer in letting go. And because I was in that state, I think this opportunity arose, and I kind of, something inside of me just really felt called to it. And I still just, while I am healthy and able to see it as well, I just, there's still something in me that wants to play and compete at the highest level.
Yeah, for sure. That's really cool. And then there's so much hype about the team, and obviously with the ownership, just how they're, like, approaching the women's game, how they're treating you women. What aspects about, even trying out for Utah and being there have stood out to you the most?
Honestly, the moment I got here, I felt so valued and respected and treated like I am an actual professional athlete, which is kind of sad but and funny at the same time because I am one. But just a little bit, they just, you can tell everyone's so excited and truly wants us here. And they made a point when we got here to say, I know Portland was great. I love Portland. Mm-hmm. It was like the highest, in terms of professionalism, I would say, in the league, but they just reiterated right when I got there that if you need anything at all, like, don't hesitate to ask. The owner of Deloitte Hansen has just been, like, gone above and beyond to make sure that we feel that we are professional athletes, and making sure that that we can just focus on doing our jobs and not have to worry about other things.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's been incredible. I have, like, nothing but amazing things to say about my experience so far.
Yeah, that's awesome. Were you there for the locker reveal when they showed you guys the locker?
I was, yeah. I actually when I got here a week before, I was one of the last people to get to see. They were still renovating it.
Yeah.
And they were so excited to be able to show it to us. And yeah, I went in and it was unreal. I know the owner, they wanted to make it the best in the world, and not in a way that was trying to be showbuddy, but they just really, truly want to raise the level of the game and to show that this should be the standard across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And so they looked at, like, all the different top locker rooms across the world and in the female game, and kind of made sure that they made it that and even better, and it's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. It looks like a movement kind of starting.
Yeah,
it's really cool. I've enjoyed just watching that, and hopefully more. Everyone, go ahead.
Oh, everyone even got their own robe with their name on it.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So obviously your first week into the first preseason. What's been exciting so far, and what are you excited for the remainder of it?
What's been exciting? I would say just, for me, like, my perspective on playing is just way different, and I feel like I kind of, throughout my professional career, got caught up in just striving to make it to that next level, and I was never really truly happy and fulfilled, but I am really focusing on just enjoying every single day. And obviously that doesn't mean that things are always easy, but just going out and playing, having a completely fresh start, and the girls have been super nice. The facility we're training at is unreal. They just built it as well, and we're training indoors until our field is ready, but just getting out there and playing for reasons that I truly relate to has been really great.
Yeah, and obviously there's a good month of preseason left, and what do you hope to learn and grow as you go through this journey of trying out for the Royals?
I hope to just continue gaining confidence in myself and not worrying about anything else except for being my best on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as simple as that, that's what I strive to do, is just to not care about anything except for being be, and I truly believe when I'm doing that, I will play my best on the field.
Yeah, that's super cool. Are you going to interview anybody for Air Living from the team? Because that'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I will. I actually, when I was in Portland this offseason, I interviewed Becca Morris.
Nice.
I was on, but I was on my last question.
Oh, no.
And my computer shut off.
Oh, no.
Completely lost everything. So, she was very good about it. I felt bad, but she totally understood. She's got her own little business that she's doing, so it's just a learning experience. But she's on the dock at some time. And then, yeah, I would love to just, I am definitely going to seek out some other people.
Nice.
Do you have anyone you want to hear?
Have you ever, Becky Sauerbrunn, she's just so wise. Every time she speaks, yeah. I listen, so that'd be a really good one. Everyone knows.
Yeah, she's definitely on my list. She's an amazing athlete and amazing human.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Kendall, thanks so much for talking to me today and for rescheduling, and I know life is busy and crazy, but I really do appreciate it, and I wish you the best for your upcoming tryout. And, yeah, I hope to see you in a uniform here. And I know you guys have games, right? I think next week, I believe.
Yeah,
so it'd be really cool to see you just put on the Royals gear. And I wish you the best, really. And enjoy the rest of the preseason and beyond.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, hopefully you enjoy that interview. It's always super cool to talk to the athletes themselves and just get to learn more about them. And that's just our hope here with the Utah Royals FC show. We hope to be able to talk to more of the players, because that would be super cool, right? And we actually have one more coming up, I believe, this week. Don't quote me. But anyway, super excited. Home opener is this Saturday. Get out there. Get your tickets. Support the club. And it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be a historic day on Saturday. Anyway, thanks again for listening. Bye-bye.